It's Remembrance Sunday today, a time when people would usually gather at their local cenotaph to remember the sacrifices of our fallen, but not this year. Welcome to the big service for day 8 of Napod Pomo. Hello, my name is Dave and welcome to day 8 of Napod Pomo. I've left this ever so late yet again. It's 11:30 exactly on Sunday evening. I've just finished watching some quality US cop crime drama telly with the wife, and I will be going to bed as soon as this episode is published. But aside from cleaning the kitchen and feeding my family today, I've also been down to the church to assist in the recording of our weekly service that we put out on YouTube each week. We've been recording our weekly services since March, with only a minimal number of people present, all socially distant, all doing various jobs to help make it possible. I'm a musician sound engineer for the purposes of this, and we have another musician, a video guy, the minister, and another providing tech support. It's been really good doing these videos for the church and the local community, and we're grateful that the lockdown rules, since everything kicked off, have continued to permit us to do so. Twice now we've made preparations to open up the church to the public again, only for us to ditch those preps because of lockdown 2 or due to health and safety concerns. It's such a tough call as to whether we can open properly when the restrictions are lifted sufficiently to allow it, as there's such a tight balance between allowing people to come back into the church, and people have been asking for it, and keeping our congregation safe. There are so many different factors in play, and we have to try and do what's right for everyone, which, as I'm sure you can appreciate, is not easy. To start with, the average age of the congregation is, well, let's just say I'm one of the youngest ones there, and I'm 48. There are loads of arrangements we have to make for deep cleaning, one-way systems, just generally making the place what is known as COVID secure. But there's also the fairness of trying to open up a church, but to restrict most of the things that being in church comprises of. Things like singing, which is prohibited. Social contact, no. Having a cup of tea and a natter after the service, You come in, you sit down away from others, you listen to a service and associated music, hymns and whatever, and then you leave by a different door. And that's it. That's not really the experience that our members want, which is really sad. Now, we had intended to be open to the public on Sunday the 1st, but then Tier 3 lockdown was announced here in South Yorkshire, which kind of put the kibosh on that. As I said earlier, even though we can't open to the public, I am incredibly thankful that we can continue to provide a church service to those who want or need it, even in the current situation. Perhaps one day things will be back to as close as possible to what normal used to be. But for now, we'll just keep on keeping on. If you haven't already done so, please do subscribe to The Big Slurp wherever you get your podcasts. If you find somewhere that The Big Slurp isn't, please do let me know. Also, if you've got any thoughts on what I've spoken today, or if there's anything you'd like me to cover off or offer my opinion on in a future episode, please drop me an email, slurp@thelovebug.org, or you can leave a comment on this episode over at thelovebug.org/service. If you like what I'm doing, please leave a review for The Big Slurp wherever you found this podcast, or just drop me an email and let me know you're listening. So that's it for now. Thank you very much indeed for listening. You can find my previous episodes over at thelovebug.org/slurp. Wherever you are in the world, stay safe. Reach out to someone you haven't spoken to in a while. Socially distanced, of course. I'll be back tomorrow. Please join me if you can.